Praise God. This is June the 5th, and we're turning to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and we're going to begin reading with verse 1. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. And I'm going to stop right there. Reading again verse 6. For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. I'm going to read it in the Amplified as well. For God who said, let light shine out of darkness. Remember when God created the world, what did he say? Light be. And light was. Light come. Light this, it was. Whatever God said, let it be, it was. So God has said this concerning you and me. And I'm going to take this real personal. I want you to get real personal with this message this morning. I want you to see yourself, God talking about not somebody else, about us. This is you and God, one-on-one. God hath said to you, light shine to Nancy. Light shine to Rosemary. Light shine. Amen. This is what God has said. God has said this. Light shine. Amen. Out of darkness hath shone in our hearts so as to beam forth the light for the illumination of the knowledge of the majesty and glory of God, as it is manifest in the person and is revealed in the face of Jesus Christ, the Messiah. You know what the word says about Jesus? You know, there's a scripture that says that how God anointed Jesus. Let's read that verse. It's in Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Keep your place on this chapter here, though. Let's look at Acts 10, 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good. Let's just stop right there and let's say, went about doing good. Let's say that together. Went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Do I have the Holy Ghost? Yes, I do. Did Jesus say, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you? Yes, he did. That's what he said. And if Jesus was anointed by God, and in turn Jesus gave you the Holy Ghost, and the revelation of Jesus Christ, or God's light and revelation of who he is through Jesus, personal to me. Who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Let me tell you something about the Holy Ghost. That's all he's about. The Holy Ghost is all about you doing good because he's in you. You have this treasure in an earthen vessel. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. You belong to God. I belong to God. I'm not my own any longer. And you aren't either. The only reason I can stand up and preach to anybody, it's because I have spent time in the face of Jesus Christ. I've allowed that light to shine in my heart. And I have a revelation of who I am in Christ. Because it's nothing in me. Nothing in me. No good thing is in me. But I know who is in me. The Holy Ghost is in me. And I now can, I've got power to be able to go about doing good. Not evil, good. I can be as good as I want to be through the power of the Holy Ghost. I have power to be good. I have power to do good. I have power to present the power of God to people's lives. I have a power, I have also power of God in me that I can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I have the name of Jesus, the name above every name. I know who I am in Christ. Until you know who you are, you're powerless. You can't do anything. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. You can do nothing. Without me, forget it. Now, that's the reason I put this mirror up here is because when I get up in the morning, guess who I have to look at? Me. And I don't look so good. Thank God I got this. You guys ain't got the makeup I got. It helps out a lot. We women know it's kind of a help.
We're naturally beauty. We don't need it.
But the thing is, when I look in the mirror, if I'm not careful, I start looking too hard in this mirror. I start seeing all the flaws. I start seeing all the wrinkles and all the age and all the different things and the sadnesses and all the different things in my life. I start looking at my heart. And I don't sometimes like what I see. There's a scripture. Let's turn there. It's in Philippians. May have you just everywhere today. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Every time you look in the mirror at yourself, now you might like what you see when you look in the mirror. You might not like what you see, but it doesn't matter what you see. There's times when I've looked in the mirror, I thought, you know, I ain't looking too bad for my age. There's other times I think, man, I'm looking bad. But it doesn't matter because it's not about me. I've learned to look in the things of God and look in my own life and look at myself in a whole different way. This is what he says here in Philippians. If we'll do this, we're going to be okay. Brethren, verse 13 of chapter 3. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. So when he looked in the mirror, Paul's looking in the mirror of himself. He's looking at himself. He's talking about him, I, the real Paul. He said, I, the real Paul, I don't count myself. I don't count on anything I've done. I shared with this yesterday with Nancy. I said, you know, you cannot, you absolutely, this is one thing you better never do. Start counting some of the things you've done. Stop counting your accomplishments. Don't count anything you've done. All your good works, all the good things you've done, your credits, your PhDs or your doctorates or your masters or your, I don't care what name title you got. I'm not talking to you, Delise, but I'm just talking. It's just the way it is. A lot of people put confidence in all that stuff. How much money they have in the bank, how much, what kind of home they live in, what kind of car they drive. When I look in the mirror, I don't see none of that. I don't even count it. I don't even take account of it. Paul said, I count not myself to have apprehended anything. I don't have counted myself to have accomplished anything. I don't give myself a pat on the back for nothing. I don't say, look what I have and look what I've done. I don't give myself any credit, is what he's saying here. In fact, you can't even glory in the good things you've done. Amen. He said, I forget. You've got to do this. This is an absolute thing you have to do if you're going to serve God. You have to stop counting on yourself. You can't count on yourself to be good. You can't count on yourself to do anything for God. You've got to count on the glory. You've got to count on the Holy Ghost and the power that God has given you to go about doing good and healing all that are oppressed of the devil, because that's your job. That's our job. But how can you get anybody healed and oppressed from the devil when you're walking around not healed and oppressed of the devil? You can't. You just might as well hang it up. Physician, heal thyself. Remember that parable? Physician, heal thyself. I'm telling you, it's time that God has said, time to get your face in the mirror. Time to see who you really are. That's what he's talking about. That light has been commanded to shine into your heart. The revelation of who God has said you are is in your face. Amen. It's in your face. It's shining in your face every day you get in this word. Every day. Now let me tell you the good news. This is the good news. Let me finish this verse. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing. This one thing. I'll never forget one message a while back I preached. Y'all remember this message, one thing message? There was some one things that Paul said, I do. If there's a lot of things you're doing, there's better be one thing you do. One thing. This is the one thing I do. I forget, forgetting those things which are behind. See, we are time-bound creatures. We are not. We're not in eternity yet, where there's no time. We are time-bound creatures. Time controls us. Now, I wish I could roll the clock back, and I can't. I wish sometimes I could add an inch or two to my height, but I can't. I wish that I could, make my hair not be gray, and I can't. I wish I could just do a lot of things, but I can't. So we're limited to this physical realm, but the glory is this. We are earthen vessels. We are limitless. We are limited to these earthly things because we are earthly vessels. But we possess limitlessness within these earthly vessels. We possess God's glory, and it says commanded to be shined in our hearts. The light of God. Do you know how bright God's light really is? Bright. I'm talking the light of God is in, can be, it's. And you know what's so neat about a mirror? You know how a mirror works? Do you ever think about how a mirror works? It's light works this mirror. The surface of this mirror is so slick. And so the molecules are so dense in this mirror that when light hits it, see, light's hitting everything in here. Light is hitting everything, but it's absorbing the light. So you're going to see a reflection in it. But when you take a surface that is so polished and so shiny, that light literally cannot penetrate it, and it reflects that light back into your face, you can see your image in it. Light has, there's a reason you can see yourself in this and not that chair. There's a reason. See, God has got a way of making his light shine in you.
Yes.
And through you. Glory. To where you can be a mirror too. And then when people see you, the light is in you and it's shining back on them. And then they can see God through you. Because you possess the light in an earthen vessel. You're walking around an earthen vessel, but you're limited to this time. Paul said, I don't count those things which are behind. Because for one thing, I can't go back there and live there. I can't go back and take back 5 minutes ago. 5 minutes is gone. But I can go into the future. I can go into your future and other people's future. See, time is still yet coming. All the time for me. Light is always going forward. So I don't ever, I don't count my glories. I don't count, and I also do not count my bad times. My bad days are just as easily forgotten as my good days. My bad times, I forgive myself real fast. I don't remember things against myself. I don't hold account of anything against me. I don't hold account of anything against anybody. I just won't, because I can't go back there and fix it. I can't go back there and change what happened. But I can go into the future and change what's in the head, what's ahead, what's coming ahead. The light in this earthen vessel can produce something. Isn't this good?
Yes,
glory. You don't realize what you have in you. See, that light is reflecting. It's allowing you to see something. This wall, I can see a shadow, but I can't see my face in it. But God has created us and our human spirits to the place that we are able to illuminate God's presence in the face of other people, for other people, in the face of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If you name the name of Christ, let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. You know what iniquity does? It dulls that whole presence of God. It puts the light out. Because it's darkness. That's why Jesus said, if your eye be single, how great is that light? If your eye be dark, if you're double-minded, how great is that darkness? But if your eye be single, Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth into those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many of us, or many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal this unto, even this unto you. Even this. God will reveal every problem. You know something? I believe every one of us know our problems. Every one of us know what our hang-ups are better than anybody else. I mean, you know, I'm sure you know what you need to change. I know what I need to change. I know what I need to do. You know the only thing that's going to change what you need to change? The only thing is the light. This light right here. And when I say light, that word photosia in the Greek means development. It means that it's going to develop you. It's going to change you. It's a process. I used to, for years and years, I developed x-rays in dental labs. And when I would go in there, it's amazing how you can take a picture, and then next thing you know, you develop it through a special development, and it brings an image. It's just amazing how light works in a camera. So when you look at the light, it is going to develop your inner man, and you're going to have an image implanted in you, an image that of who you really are in Christ. And when you begin to see who you really are through that mirror, you walk around totally different. You see life totally different. You look at other people totally different. You look at yourself completely different. You start liking yourself when you see yourself in the light of Jesus Christ. When you start seeing Jesus in you and seeing what Jesus has said who you are, and you start believing it, not in your head. I'm talking, this is a heart revelation. When he said that he became sin, that you could be made righteous, you walk around knowing, man, I am. When the revelation came to me, it was like someone literally turned on lights inside me. It was just like someone flipped a switch. And I realized, hey, I am literally the righteousness of God. And I just would just bask in that light, just like being out on a beach in the sun. I just enjoyed the revelation of that. That was the beginning point of my entire life in Christ. When I came to finally realize, now I accepted Jesus as my Savior, but he was my Savior. But when you realize, you pass that threshold, you cross that threshold, and you realize, man, he's opened up a whole world to me. There's revelation of who ends with that. I truly believe until you know who you are in Christ, as far as the righteousness of God, that has got to be your springboard. That has got to be where you begin. And all the other revelations, I believe, come after that. Because when you come to know who you really are in Christ, I mean, you can know all kinds of things about prayer. You can know all kinds of things about the right things to say, the right things to do, the right verses to quote. But until you have a heart revelation of who you are as far as the righteousness of God, because the condemnation, let's go to chapter 8 of Romans. Romans chapter 8. Verse 1. This will never be a reality to anyone until they know that they have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Until that light has shined in your heart, not your head, but in your heart, you're not going to do much for God. Romans chapter 8, verse 1 says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." You see, your spirit and your heart are the same. I'm walking after my human spirit. My human spirit is to rule my life. And my human spirit has got to grow up with the revelation. See, God, that's where you are going to see yourself in Christ, is in your human spirit, not in your head. When you begin to get a revelation in your heart, in your human spirit, and you can start walking after that revelation, you wake up every day, there's no condemnation. There's no condemnation. The devil cannot come to me and say, "Well, you know what you did yesterday? You know what you said? You know what happened?" It's under the blood. It's under the blood. John 1:9, "If I confess my sins, He's faithful and just to forgive me of my sins and cleanse me of all unrighteousness. It's over.
Amen.
That settled it in the mind of God. He's faithful. He'll do what he said he will do. I just got to do what he said to do to get what he said he would do.
Amen.
And then I move on. I forget those things which are behind and I press toward the mark. The mark is the high calling of God. You know what the high calling of God is in Christ Jesus? The high calling of God in Christ Jesus is that the revelation of what Jesus has provided, that light that's shining, God hath commanded the light, light shine. Your high calling is to get all the light of who you are in Christ and walk in it. That's your high calling.
Amen.
That's my high calling.
Yes.
Because God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and power, and he went about doing good. Let me tell you, when you know who you are in Christ and you have the light shining in you, and you see the awesomeness of his power, and you see the revelation of who he says you are, that you've been made righteous, it changes everything you do from the time your feet hit the floor to the time you go to bed. Every conversation you have, everything you say, everything you think is going to be in line with that revelation of who you are in Christ. Everything I am has to do with what I know about him. Everything. Now, I'm not perfect, but I'm pressing toward the mark. That's the thing you got to always keep in mind. And if you be any other wise minded, let me tell you, I love this about the Lord. If you're any other wise minded than this, what we're talking about right here, to get that light shining, to keep that light going, keep revelation coming, he'll reveal it to you. He will say, set you down and he will say, this needs to be fixed. You're not seeing my light. You're not seeing. And you know what? The Lord is so good. Do you not know it's the goodness of God that leads you to repentance? We used to think that God wants to come down and beat us up and whop us over the head with a bat and kill something or hurt something to make us wake up or make us sick. God is not in making people sick. And he's not about killing people or killing anything. God is not a killer. I know who is a killer. You know, there's a scripture, I was trying to find it a minute ago. It says, brethren, we're not ignorant of the devil's devices. Well, I think some people are ignorant of the devil's devices. Because they've not allowed that light of who they are. You know, we're more worried about other people and the devil than we are developing that light within us. And when we develop this light, it changes everything. I walk around totally different than I was 10 years ago, 5 years ago, even 2 years ago. Because more light's coming. More light's coming. More revelation's coming of who I am in the light of the face of Jesus Christ. So when I look in the world, when I wake up, there's a mirror. Did you know you have a mirror in your heart? I believe that we can see something. We have a mirror in your heart. And you can see who you are. Do you know that? Think about this a minute. Let's just think about a picture being painted of who. What kind of picture do you have painted of yourself? Do you know, the last few days, I have had some understanding come to me. That most people walk in a vain show. Most people walk around in a vain show. They've got this image of themselves painted of who they are, of what kind of person they are, and they project that image to the world. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, the word says. Most men walk, or men, women walk around in a vain show. They see themselves a certain way. They have a mirror that they see from their heart. And they see themselves in a light. They have a light now. They have a certain amount of reflection of their own selves. They see. Now, it's not God's light. But God lets, I believe, in our inner man and our consciousness, people have created their own image of who they are. It's like a painting. And a lot of men are self-made men. A lot of women are self-made women. And they see themselves in a certain way. The key is, do not see yourself the way you want to see yourself. See yourself the way God says you are. See yourself in the light of his revelation, his word. Begin to allow him to paint a new picture of who you are in Christ. And erase all that stuff you've had pictured in your mind about who you are and of projecting into the world. You ever met people that just walk around and you just can... Now, personally, I've got more revelation. I've got discernment of spirit now. But there was a time when I would see people and think, man, they got it all together. They are on top of the world. they are the best, and they're this, and they're strong, and they've got this going on, and they've got it all together. But when reality hits, that may not be the right thing at all. Our reality of us has got to hit the road. It's like this, let the rubber meet the road right here. Let the Word of God change us. Let the Word of God mold us. Let the Word of God shape us. Let the Word of God make us into the image that He wants us to be. Let the Word of God begin to remake you and reshape you. He's the potter, you're the clay. Remember, He's the potter, you're the clay. He that began a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Right? Amen. There's some elementary things that we have to got to remember that He began a good work in you and He will perform it. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. We have got to keep this light always within our face because it's shining to us. God's commanded that light to shine. So I cannot even come up with some facade of who I want other people to see me to be. I have to be real. You know, I couldn't lie good if I wanted to because I'm too real. You'd see right through it. I mean, if I told you a lie, you'd say, she's lying. Because I just can't lie. Because I'm transparent like that. But that's because I've developed years of transparency before God. I've allowed God the transparency, and this could be clearly what God is wanting each of us to have is that slick area. Get rid of all the dark. Shine it up. Be transparent. Be real with God so His light can penetrate and shine back through us just like that mirror's working. As long as we've got darkness in us, He cannot shine through us. But He's going to shape us and make us and help us. You see, I walk around knowing I am the righteousness of God. I don't wonder, am I really the righteousness of God? Well, I hope I'm the righteousness of God. No, I walk around knowing I'm the righteousness of God because it's a truth. It's a spiritual truth. Jesus became sin. Can you believe Jesus became sin for you? I can believe He became sin on that cross. He did. He had to have become sin on that cross, or He could not have given us salvation. If He hadn't taken the sin of the world, if He hadn't literally become the curse of the law, if He hadn't taken on become sin, the epitome of all sin that was ever committed from the time of Adam to the end of the age, Jesus became sin. Every murder, every rape, He became all of those people. He literally took on all sin. He became sin. He became the curse. Man, talk about a transfer of personality and natures. He took on that sin nature so He could transfer to me His righteous nature. The divine nature of God now is my nature because I believe in what He did. Now, it was supernatural intervention by God in the human race. That's all in the world that was. He knew that He had to intervene, and He allowed His Son to be sacrificed to that degree to help us. Now, what a shame it would be to not take advantage of it and allow the Holy Spirit to do His job in us and allow that light to shine out of darkness into our hearts because God's commanded it to shine. I think sometimes some of us get behind all kinds of things. No, God, I don't really want to see that. I know, God, I don't think I like that area. I ain't ready to change that yet. You know, the light has got to shine in our hearts. I think that's why some people grow more in the Lord than others. Because they're just not ready to give that up or do that or stop that. They don't want that light in there yet. And really and truly, He is always bombarding us with His light. Isn't He?
Yes.
Isn't He always trying to get a new truth to us? A new truth is always coming at me. I don't know about you all, but a new truth is always coming. You know, I was a very young Christian and the Lord spoke this years ago. He said, there's many things I would say to you, but you cannot bear them now. There's some things you just couldn't get yet. It's kind of like building a house. You can't put the roof on until you get the walls up. Can't put windows in until you get walls up either. There's things that God cannot tell you yet because you don't have the structure yet in your being to get it. You couldn't get it if you wanted to. I love what Kenneth Hagin taught me years ago. He said, if you hear a truth or a revelation that makes no sense to you, do not throw it out. A lot of people just pitch stuff. I set it on a shelf. And hopefully, you know, God helped me make sense of that later. Because God is allowing His image to shine in me. I don't like me. You know, be honest with you, I don't like me outside of Jesus. And if you be honest, you wouldn't like you either outside of Jesus. None of us are very pretty outside of Jesus. I'm pretty ugly without him. I can't accomplish anything, can't be much of anything, can't do much, but I'm going to tell you why. There's a world of things that God wants to do through us. Jesus went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. We just got to get us out of the way and allow his light to shine. Allow his light to shine. And you know what? That's part of really the armor of God. We've been talking about the armor of God all week, past couple of weeks. Do you know the name of Jesus is your name? What do you call yourself? How you see yourself? When you think of yourself, do you see yourself as a bad person? Or do you see yourself as a failure? Is the name over you failure? Is the name over you defeated? Is the name over you sad, depressed? What kind of name do you walk around pasted over you? You see, I have a name. I have many names over me. I have a name that says, Banner is Love. Rapha Nisi. Jehovah Nisi. His banner over me is love. That's a name that he gave me. That's what I have. Jehovah Nisi. You see, I possess a name that I never had before. Many names I never had before, but I see a reflection of the glory of God in the face of Jesus. So when I get up every day, I have many names that I see in me. See, that's my name.
Amen.
See, I've been given the name of Jesus, which is the name above every name. But God has many redemptive names. And I have a banner over me that's love. And so I walk around with a revelation, which is a light. Revelation and light and development are the same. The reflection is there. And if you ever hang out with me very long, you're going to hear some of that reflection bouncing out, coming off. The light. He's Jehovah Rapha, my healer. That's another name I have. El Shaddai, he's my all-sufficient one. You see, I have a revelation that he's all-sufficient. I'm not all-sufficient, but the greater one that is in me is the all-sufficient one. See, I have a treasure. I've been building a treasure in this spirit man of mine, and you can too. Have to do this right here. Forget those things which are behind. Do not count your successes. Don't count your failures. Don't count anything. You have to start every day as a fresh slate. And every day is an opportunity to allow the glory of God to shine through you in the through the face of Jesus Christ. It's in you to know these things. But we have these treasures in earthen vessels, that the excellency is not of us but of God. See, all this is excellent stuff. This is divine nature things. These are things of Zoe, the eternal life of God, God's nature. You know, in the beginning was the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Do you know you have the beginning things in you? Everything that created everything that exists is in you right now. Everything that was from the beginning is in you. The more words you have is you've got beginning stuff in you. When God said, let there be light, that same God said is in you. If you have a need, just get the Word of God in your mouth and begin to say it. He's given you the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord. You have to raise up and speak things into that. Let me show you what I'm talking about here. We're going into some more things about the treasure in Revelation. Let's go to John chapter 14, St. John chapter 14. St. John 14. And we're going to look at verse 14. 13. Let's go 13 and 14. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. In the original Greek, that word ask is demand. Anything you demand in my name. You see, we've been given the name of Jesus. That's not a petition there. That is a demand. You remember when Peter and John were walking through the gate, beautiful, and they saw the lame man that had been lame since his mother's womb, sitting by the gate, begging? And he said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. That was a demand upon that problem. That was a demand, and God promised him, he remembered the promise, that anything you shall demand the Father in my name, he will give it you. Then you go to St. John chapter 16, verse 17. Now this is your petition to God. I'm sorry, 1623. And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Let us there come boldly to the throne of grace that you may receive. Not a hope so, maybe thing. I know when I go to God, because I know I have the name, I know I've been made the righteousness of God, I have access to the throne of God through the name, I have boldness with God, I have presence with God, and I can present his word back to him, and I can declare those things that are not as though they are. I have a presence with God. I have an audience with God. You know how important it is to know God hears you? You see, when you know who you are and you begin to see this, the light of who you really are in the face of Jesus Christ, you don't go to God on your merits. You don't even go to God at all in your own strength. You go to God on what he has established you to be, what he has said you are. And you take that as a gift. It's a gift to God. Salvation is a gift. Holiness is a gift. Holiness is something you develop, but it's also available as a gift. I can be as holy as I want to be. Prayer life will change. Your entire existence on this earth will change. The way you see every situation will change. I mean, your whole world will change as you begin to change on the inside. As I change on the inside, my world changes around me. It really does. Because guess what? I've got a rudder of a ship, and it's called a tongue that no man can tame. But he says, no man can tame that tongue. No man, but God's word can. Revelation of who you are in Christ can change it. You'll begin to speak those things that are not as though they are. You'll start walking in the things of God, speaking forth truth. Speaking forth truth. I'm telling you, I see Moses standing in front of a Red Sea with the armies of Egypt coming after him. They've been in bondage 400 years. Very powerful world government coming after them. And they're standing at the Red Sea. And you know what he did? God said, raise up the rod. If we're not prepared to raise up the rod when the enemy comes, Moses hadn't done what God said to do, it wouldn't happen. We have a part to play in our lives. We have a part. This is crucial. This is absolutely a crucial thing. We have to allow that light to shine in us. We have to change. We have to see ourselves in his light. And we have to see ourselves the way he sees us. And walk in the revelation of what he has for us.
Yes.
We're never going to get there by ourselves. John, he says, you have no need that any man teach you but the same anointing with all things. And he said, he will teach you. You have no need that any man teach you, but that anointing will teach you. I depend on his anointing to teach me. I depend on his anointing to bring me revelation. Because it's not of this natural world. It's not the natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God. It is spiritually discerned. And only through my human spirit can my human spirit hear and see and know these things. And allow God to paint in my spirit man who he says I am. Walk in that revelation. If he says I'm healed, then I have got to start walking in the light and the revelation. I'm just as much as you can believe you're righteous, you can believe you're healed. Did you know that? Just as much as you believe you're the righteousness of God, you can walk around knowing you're the healed of God. As much as you know that you're the righteousness of God, you can know that you're the free of God. No oppression here. No depression here. The other day, the devil tried his best to get me depressed. And I recognized it. Thank God. I have revelation and light has shined in my heart. And I saw that cloud hovering over me. And I told it to go. Spirit of rejection, you get out of here. And it left. You see, how you see yourself has everything to do with you and your world. Prosperous? You know, a lot of people have such a poverty mentality. Poverty mentality. It's not just a poverty, it's not just a mind thing, it's a heart problem. They see their self in lack. They see their self in nothing. Depression, nothing. You know, poverty, I believe, is the worst thing on the human race. But it is a heart problem. They see their self poor. It's a poor they see themselves that way. They walk around looking in a mirror. Oh, I'm poor. I'm just poor. I ain't never had nothing, never will have nothing. They just have this image in their heart of that. It's because it's all they've ever seen. But I'm telling you, the Word of God's light shining in your heart will begin to show you a revelation of how rich you are. I'm rich here, but you have to get it here. That light has to shine here. And you walk around rich. Never lack. Never worry about not having enough. I have more than enough because I serve the God. The God that's in me is the God that is more than enough. He supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. That's not something far off to me. That's a part of me. There's a lot of things that God is wanting to change in every single one of us. We all got to step up, change. God's changing us, taking us into new things. We go on and on and on about the different things that God's revelation will bring us. It is the Lord that gives you the power to get wealth and gain. That I set before you life and death. Choose life. That's old covenant, but think how much better the new covenant is because you've got the greater one in you and the glory operating to bring light. I'm the healed. I'm the blessed. I am the wealthy of the Lord. I am his riches. I possess him. And so the more we stretch. God spoke to me years ago and he said, it's time for you to stretch forth your stake. It's time to make new stakes. Let's stretch our tent a little bit. Let's stretch them out. Let's stretch them out a little bit more. See yourself the way he wants you to see yourself. Father, for this revelation light.
Thank you, Lord.
He's stretching us, bringing us into new light, new revelation. Thank you, Father. Lord, we just seal this word today. And thank you for it, God. In Jesus' name.